I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Matthew 5:3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The Sermon on the Mount, this fundamental teaching by Jesus, is vital to knowing Him, to knowing God, and to receiving His salvation, to becoming kingdom people. The word blessed means to be fully satisfied. My study Bible defines blessedness as that basic condition created by Christ's indwelling in man's heart, which brings a fundamental satisfaction in the life of a believer. How are the poor in spirit blessed, fully satisfied? The Greek word used here, to be poor, means to crouch like a cringing beggar, so poor that unless someone helps us, we will die, having absolutely nothing to call our own. And so we are. As Job so soberly noted, we come into this world with nothing and we leave with nothing. Unless we recognize our poverty, our true poverty of spirit, we will not have the kingdom. This is an essential foundation of faith. We have nothing. We deserve nothing. We have nothing to give God. We are spiritual beggars, dead in our trespasses and sins, desperate and cringing. To be poor in spirit is to recognize our own absolute spiritual poverty, our helplessness to save ourselves. But it is in this understanding and confession that we come into His kingdom. He is life. He gives life. We live and move and have our being in Him alone. All praise to God who loves us, who takes us from crouching beggars to favored princes and princesses. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are spiritual beggars. They are indeed blessed. How can that be? Because when we recognize that we are spiritually helpless to save ourselves, we turn to the one who alone can save us, Jesus. In these verses, Jesus was proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. These words are the key truths that Jesus taught about kingdom living. To be blessed is to be characterized by the quality of God's blessedness. For when one is indwelled by God, and God's nature is in him, he has the kingdom of God within him. We go from the message that was given by John the Baptist and Jesus, telling us that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, to the words of Jesus in Luke 17:21, "For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst, it's within you." This is a progressive movement in the life of a believer that must start with the first beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Jesus gives us life. He satisfies our greatest need. He comes into our lives and dwells within us, and the kingdom is in our midst. Hallelujah. We cannot come to the kingdom in any other way except that we acknowledge our poverty. Many cannot do that. They think that they can work hard enough, be righteous enough, do enough good things, or have the right kind of character or family connections to enter God's kingdom. Pride keeps people from begging, even when they are desperately in need. Over and over, Old Testament and New, God condemns pride and exalts humility. Our world is in desperate need of this truth. Isn't it telling that the word pride, as used in the world today, blatantly symbolizes a lifestyle that is totally abhorrent to the character of Christ. Father in heaven, with humble, sorrowful hearts, we bow before you, sovereign King, creator of heaven and earth, almighty God, and we ask that your kingdom will come. Come to this world that is lost and helpless and full of prideful sin. Jesus, you came to seek and save the lost. We are beggars, pleading for other beggars who think they don't need you. Lord, they are helpless unless you pour out your mercy and grace once again. Open their eyes, Lord. Give us boldness to bear witness of your wonderful love, your power to redeem, your abiding presence, and the power of your Spirit that indwells us. We ask this in the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.